It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 28th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Victorian poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, born at Stratford in Essex in 1844. Raised in a prosperous and artistic family, he attended Balliol College at Oxford in 1863, where he studied classics. In 1864, he first read John Henry Newman's Apologia Pro Vita Sua, which discussed the author's reasons for converting to Catholicism. 2 years later, Newman himself received Hopkins into the Roman Catholic Church. Hopkins soon decided to become a priest, and in 1867 he entered the Jesuit seminary near London. At that time, he vowed to write no more unless it were by the wish of my superiors, as he said. Hopkins burnt all of the poetry he had written up to that time and would not write poems again until 1875. He spent 9 years in training at various Jesuit houses throughout England and was ordained in 1877. For the next 7 years, he carried out his duties, teaching and preaching in London, Oxford, Liverpool, Glasgow, and Stonyhurst. In 1875, he began to write again after a German ship, the Deutschland, was wrecked during a storm at the mouth of the Thames River. Many of the passengers died, including 5 Franciscan nuns. Although conventional in theme, his poem, The Wreck of the Deutschland, introduced what Hopkins called sprung rhythm. By not limiting the number of slack or unaccented syllables, he allowed for more flexibility in his lines and created new acoustical possibilities. In 1884, he became a professor of Greek at the Royal University College in Dublin. He died 5 years later from typhoid fever. Although his poems were never published during his lifetime, his friend, poet Robert Bridges, edited a volume of his poems that first appeared in 1918. In addition to developing new rhythmic effects, Hopkins was also interested in ways of rejuvenating poetic language. He regularly placed familiar words into new and surprising contexts. He also often employed compound and unusual word combinations, as he wrote in a letter to Bridges, "No doubt my poetry errs on the side of oddness." 20th century poets such as W.H. Auden, Dylan Thomas, and Charles Wright have all enthusiastically turned to his work for its inventiveness and rich acoustic patterning. Here is a favorite of mine. "Nothing is so beautiful as spring, when weeds in wheels shoot long and lovely and lush. Thrush's eggs look little low heavens, and thrush through the echoing timber does so rinse and ring the ear, it strikes like lightnings to hear him sing. The glassy pear tree leaves and blooms, they brush the descending blue. That blue is all in a rush with richness. The racing lambs, too, have fair their fling. What is all this juice and all this joy? A strain of the earth's sweet being in the beginning in Eden Garden. Have, get before it cloy, before it cloud. Christ, Lord, and sour with sinning. Innocent mind and mayday and girl and boy, most, O maid's child, thy choice and worthy the winning." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 28th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.